Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Moses Alves.
Okay, hold on one moment. One of my distinguished colleagues, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Alvarez. Could you just state your name and your ABC number again for us for the record, please?
Good morning. My name is Boston Alvarez, DOC number 297273.
Okay, Mr. Alvarez, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the members of the board that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far right, as you see on the screen, is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Right next to her, coming to the left, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today. And to my left is the Honorable David Mills, sir. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sir, I also want to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay. Mr. Alvarez, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision has been violated, and phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, Mr. Alvarez, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the first allegation states your violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 26, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 7, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it is.
True. Okay, thank you, sir. So your second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 30th, 2017 per the task GCMS lab report dated June 7th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, finally, your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on May 30th, 2017, never verbally directed on May 30th, 2017. The offender is actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Alvarez, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Second. Mr. Quinones, did you second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Alvarez, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to first get some information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, to get any additional information or any information that you'd like to provide to the board, okay? Okay. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Alvarez was released from DOC custody on March 27, 2017. He was arrested on September 11, 2017 by the El Mirage Police Department on his absconding warrant status. He was returned back to our custody that same day with 104 count days with a community supervision end date of April 5th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, first degree, 3 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 1. There is no SGG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2013, criminal trespass, first degree, AG, juvenile probation. And 2013, burglary, third degree, AG, juvenile probation. And has a community risk score of G2 to B3.
Okay, Mr. Alvarez, I see that you were actually released from DOC. When you were released, sir, from prison, you were approved to reside with your grandmother, Berta Alvarez, at 13205 North 8th Street, apartment B3 in El Mirage. Sir, will you still stand there, or what happened with your grandmother's residence?
She had moved out there. She doesn't live anymore.
Okay, so what did you do when she moved?
I stayed at my home and I went home.
Okay. And so, sir, said that you stated you had been again working for your uncle doing landscaping and was getting paid cash, but you had no verifiable employment that could be obtained. Were you working, sir, or not?
Yes, I was.
So what were you doing, sir?
I was doing landscaping.
For your uncle?
Yeah, for my uncle. He owns a little company.
Okay, so were you doing that the whole time, sir?
The whole 2 months that I was doing the parole, yes.
Okay. So you had your color code program and you had random urine screens assigned to you for your history. You, April 10th, you didn't give a sample, and on May 26th, no sample collected. Then on May 30th, you were positive for methamphetamine. What happened, sir? What did you wind up doing to relapse?
Just hanging out with the wrong people, wrong crowd. I'm surrounding myself with people that I'm not sure enough at the time.
So you were out for 104 days. So what were you doing during that period of time?
I became addicted to methamphetamine and just went from there.
So
until I got picked up, I've been clean since then.
So sir, you say you became addicted. Right? When did you start using meth? Did you just start using meth?
Yes, I just started using it this time I was released. When I produced that positive sample for methamphetamine, maybe like 2 weeks before that, I started using.
So who were you hanging out with? How do you wind up getting on meth, sir?
I just met some people this time I got out and started hanging out with them and just I was surrounding myself with that habit, with that environment.
So how do you support your habit, sir?
Just little jobs, like a little job here and there, you know, for some of the landscapers that they needed, stuff like that. I sell some of my appliances that I had that I bought at the time I was working.
So were you 19 years old?
Yes.
So, Mr. Alvarez, this is your first, you know, your first offense that you got picked up for burglary. Were you doing burglaries to support your habit or what?
This time, I don't know.
So when you originally got arrested for burglaries, why were you doing burglaries, sir?
I was raised like we weren't raised, you know, rich or nothing. I was just burglaries just to get clothes or shoes the first time. Stuff like that.
So you were getting clothes and shoes from where?
Like when I was burglarized the first time, that's what I was doing, but I wasn't using drugs before I came.
Okay, so did you finish high school, sir?
No, I did not.
So Mr. Alvarez, you're still young. What are you planning on doing with the rest of your life, sir?
I want to move out of Arizona because, I don't want this. This is the last time I want. Right now, I'm attending GE. I'm trying just to better myself in any way that I can and just staying out of trouble. And it all depends on me and what I surround myself with.
Well, what do you want to do, sir? I mean, you're doing drugs. You got addicted to methamphetamine, you say, when you got out. What is it that you want to do, Mr. Alvarez?
What I want to do is, I don't want to do drugs. I want to have my own house. I want to have my own stable job. I don't want to have to worry when I'm asleep at night, because that's not a good feeling. I want to do good. I don't want this life no more.
So, Mr. Alvarez, why did you work with your parole officer to get into a drug treatment program or something that you could do for yourself?
Because at that time I was too worried about how I was going to get high the next day, or I was lost on the drug too much. I was thinking about the drug more than my future.
And so how long have you been drug free, sir?
Since the day I was incarcerated, since 9/11, that was the last day I used, and I've been clean since then.
So what have you been doing since you've been incarcerated to improve yourself?
I got a job so I can just stay out of trouble here. I try to go to NA. I've been attending a couple of NA meetings. I go to school. I work out. Just try to stay out of the mix. Keep my mind focused on something else than that.
So, sir, are you willing? Because you have an opportunity. Are you willing to participate in a drug program and go to rehab and work with your PO to try to get your life straightened out, sir?
Yes, I am.
So, do you have family here, sir? You were staying with your grandmother. You say she had to move. Where did your grandmother move to?
She, I don't know the actual address, but I know she moved the city over. Because after she moved, I was in contact with her for a little bit.
So do you have a good relationship with your grandmother or your parents? Where are your parents at?
My mother came across the border when she was 2 months pregnant with me. My father stayed behind. My mother came, and then my mother was deported. So then from there on, my grandma raised me until I was incarcerated at 16.
Okay, so basically your grandmother raised you.
Yeah, and me and her still have a good relationship.
All right, Mr. Alvarez, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Just a quick question, Mr. Alvarez. Where are you working on your GED?
I'm working at it right here in this complex that I'm in right now.
Who's sponsoring it?
The teachers are I don't get your question. Like, who are you sponsoring?
Like, is there a school or a junior college that's helping with the GED?
Yeah, they have a program here, Academy something. There's a school here at the prison, and I go to school from the morning all the way to in the morning from 8 to 10.
Do you have any means of continuing that education when you come out of the prison system, one way or the other?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's too late for me to go to high school now, so in order for me to get a better job or something, I know they require GED or some type of education like that, and I would like to have that, because I don't want to be working outside and asking my whole life.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Does the board have any additional questions? Dr. Wright.
Just very briefly, sir, what were you doing when, I think you said the Elmer Royce police picked you up, what were you doing when the police picked you up, sir?
I was at the gas station pumping gas, and I called my friend in news, and the officer came up to me and asked me some questions, and he looked at my name and seen that I had a warrant for DOC.
And I know you told the board, you told the Honorable Mr. Johnson already, for 104 days, you were just homeless for those 104 days that you absconded, sir?
Yes, when I say homeless, like, I didn't have a stable place. I went from couch to couch. There would be times I sleep at the park.
And again, now, when did you start using methamphetamine? I'm a little confused. You had not used. You were 16 when you first went in to prison. So when did you actually start using methamphetamine, sir?
This time I was released from DOC. After I produced the dirty sample for methamphetamine, maybe 2 weeks before that sample.
Did you use any other type of drugs or alcohol aside from methamphetamine at all while you were growing up or recently?
I was using marijuana before I came in, but this time not really, not rarely.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Alvarez, the board is going to go into discussion, sir, but prior to going into discussion, I want to see if there are anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. The board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Alvarez. While the board is in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion. It may appear as though we're talking to you, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves. Then we'll get back to you with the determination of the board whether to vote for reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
The board is in discussion at this time. Mr. Alvarez is a 19-year-old young man who's in custody for burglary. He doesn't have any gang affiliations. He really doesn't have any violent crimes that I think. I didn't hear any violent crimes, trespassing, and burglaries that he actually had. He was an absconder for 104 days, in which he said that during that period of time, he actually was got hung out on methamphetamine and started doing drugs. And he said that the drugs became more important than anything else. So every day he was just going to do the drugs. He was working, doing various landscaping jobs. Boy, they're just, you know, he appears to be a good young man, but I'm just not sure I'm hearing the desire within him to really make sure he get himself together. If he was released, he's working on his GED while he's currently in custody. He didn't do any drugs while he was incarcerated on the first time. I'm usually not on the fence, but as much as I'd like to try to help this young man, I don't, you know, I'm not sure that releasing him back out is going to be in his best interest. It just doesn't seem to have the control of itself right now to really not get back out there and do drugs, but he's doing good while he's incarcerated and working on his GED, and he is going to be incarcerated until April 5th, which may allow him the time to get his GED and get himself together. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Mr. Quinones?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll try to keep it short. I know we've had that discussion about those moments where encouragement is more effective than keeping them in the correction system, but I'm exactly where you're at. I think he's saying the right things about the direction that he needs to move in, but I'm not sure if he's committed. And if he's continuing to work on his GED inside the prison system and will stay clean, I feel like he may have a better chance of coming out prepared than if we released him right now, especially considering his living conditions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Johnson, I would also add, I appreciate that he is trying to better himself, and he seems to have a good goal.
Yeah.
He said he wants to have a house and a normal life, and that's a good goal for everyone. I would just add that the department also has an accredited high school. The GED will cost, $150 or so to take your test, but the high school would be free, and they will evaluate any high school that's been completed thus far and give you credit for that, and then you would actually, Mr. Alvarez would have a high school diploma that would be free. So that might be another option for him to consider. But I'm with you as far as remaining incarcerated to help him stay off of methamphetamine.
Does the board have any additional questions?
Well, he's on his way. It's just unfortunate that we find himself in this situation, and I think we'll be in his best interest. I would hope that he could get in that high school program that Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse just suggested. That would work for him because he's just 19 years of age, so we wish him the best, but I think it would be best if he completed, and when he gets out, then he will become that productive citizen that he's told us that he would become. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Alvarez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Mr. Alvarez admitted to being homeless and using drugs and staying out there on the streets, and those things all are subject to lead to criminal ways of activity. So those are the reasons, and that is going to be my motion at this time.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Alvarez?
Yes.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision in hopes that, you know, this time that you will be released on April 5th of 2018, sir, that you would take this time that you have left remaining in there to work on getting your GED. And the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse says that there is a high school that the Department of Correction has that you could go to and work on getting your high school diploma prior to getting out. So if you would take advantage of some of those opportunities and stay involved in NA where you're not using methamphetamine, so that when you get released, sir, that it's possible that you could have your high school diploma, it's possible that you could have a GED, sir, that you would not be on any drugs and be drug-free and be physically and mentally better capable of making sure that when you're released, sir, that you can be more of a productive citizen out there. I'm going to encourage you and wish you the best of luck, sir, to continue your path of what you're on with working on your GED or get into the high school and with all those dreams and things that you want to do on in a home and being self-sufficient, that, sir, you will be able to accomplish those things when you're released in April. Sir, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Alvarez.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks.